This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A record-breaking number of Americans are expected to be traveling over the holidays, but the weather isn't helping. Stormy weather over much of the nation over the next few days, says the National Weather Service. The AP's Donna Warder.
High winds, hail, and possible tornadoes were forecast for parts of Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas overnight and early Friday. Flight delays and dozens of cancellations were reported in Dallas and Houston.
The AP's Donna Warder reporting. Azerbaijan Airlines is suspending service for the time being to some Russian cities after one of its planes crashed on Wednesday in Kazakhstan, a tragedy that many experts blame on Russian air defense fire. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with the latest on this.
Aviation experts say that Russian air defense fire was likely responsible for the Azerbaijani plane crash that killed 38 people and left all 29 survivors injured. Azerbaijan observed a national day of mourning on Thursday for the victims of the crash. Azerbaijan Airlines Embraer 190 was en route from the capital of Baku to the Russian city of Grozny in the North Caucasus on Wednesday, when it was diverted for reasons yet unclear and crashed while making an attempt to land in Oktau in Kazakhstan. Cell phone footage circulating online appeared to show the aircraft making a steep descent before smashing into the ground in a fireball. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A new poll finds that most Americans believe health insurance profits and coverage denials share responsibility for the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO, although not as much as the person who pulled the trigger. That's a new poll from NORC at the University of Chicago. Former Suzuki Motor Corporation boss Osamu Suzuki has died. He was 94. This is AP News. Now to all that money you're spending over these holidays.
Holiday sales rose this year, even though Americans are wrestling with high prices and groceries and other financial worries. According to MasterCard Spending Pulse, holiday sales from the beginning of November through Christmas Eve climbed 3.8%. Senior advisor to MasterCard, Steve Sadoff, says that's a faster pace than they expected.
This was against a forecast of 3.2% for the season. So they expected that sales were going to be healthy during the season. They came in a bit healthier than that. And the sales were growing both online and in stores.
The measure tracks all kinds of payments, including cash and debit cards. MasterCard says the last 5 days of the season accounted for a tenth of the spending. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Mega Millions drawing tonight is worth more than $1 billion. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.